That's a simple one. What happened?
You know, it's a football game. There's got to be a winner and there's got to be a loser. I thought we came out and fought hard. Just didn't turn out that we were the ones that were winning today. It happens. It's a game. Got to come back out, get ready for the bowl game, and get another win.
Do you feel like there might have been something, given all the speculation around Coach Sumlin this week, do you feel like there might have been something extra for you as a motivating factor at all?
Oh, for sure. There's definitely, I mean, we see what happens in the media. We see what people are saying, but we try not to let that affect us. But, you know, we're going to go out there and play with a chip on our shoulders. We love our coach, and we're playing for him every single down. It sucks that we couldn't get a win for him, but, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's still my coach, and that's the way it's going to be.
What was this week like in practice getting up? Was there any kind of weirdness with speculation out there?
No, we treated just like a normal week of practice, prepared for LSU just like we prepared for every team that we played this year. You can't, you know, at the end of the day, it's what we said all year, it's about us, not what we hear about it yet, what we hear about on the outside. We're here to have fun, here to play a football game, and we prepared like we always do.
How disappointing were the turnovers tonight? I mean, I think you guys got it to a one-score game, and you turned the ball over, and it just kind of didn't seem like you got back in after that.
You know, we pride ourselves on being a good turnover team. That the turnover margin went the other way tonight. It happens. You know, I wish it wouldn't, but again, the ball shaped funny, bounces different ways.
How much progress do you think this team made over the course of the year?
You know, we're a real young team. I think we were playing 19 or 20 freshmen. It was. You know, a lot of guys grew. By the end of the season, there was no freshman playing anymore. You know, the guys that grow into their roles. I think that, you know, next year we're going to be a great ball club in the bowl game. Going to progress till then. But I was proud of the way we finished the season. I mean, I wish we could have got a win last night, but I think we got a win in November and the first time in 2 years. But it is what it is.
Coach Sumlin mentioned last week that y'all have dealt with the speculation all year. Is that something that he ever asked y'all about or y'all ever had to talk about?
No. You know, we're not blind. We're not oblivious to what we hear outside. We all have Twitter. We all have Instagram. We all have Facebook. So we see things. But again, that's not something that was on our minds. We're out there to play. We're out there to play for our coach. You know, it's not something that needs to be addressed. It's irrelevant to us when we go out and step foot on that field.
If this is it for Kevin, how would you remember your time with him?
You know, I came in as a walk-on. Spent 2 years on the scout team. I can't thank him enough. He gave me the opportunity to come out here and play, gave me the opportunity to wear number 12 and represent this university the best way that I could, and then as well gave me a scholarship. I can't ask for any more from a coach. He's my head coach, and he will be my head coach for the rest of the time at Texas A&M. And I thank him from the bottom of my heart to give me the opportunity to come out here and show that I can play with the rest of this league.
Colin, do you feel like that it's fair for coaches to be held at a standard that, you know, they got to have 8, 9, 10 wins a season?
You know, life's not fair. You know, you come out there and don't get into this business if you're scared. You know, coaches come out every week and they know that their job is on the line and their job depends on 18 to 22-year-old kids. Coach Sumlin isn't scared. He comes out and puts his work boots on every week and leads his team the best way that he knows how. 8, 9, 10 wins, you know, that's our goal. That's what the standard is. It shouldn't be any different for who we're playing or what league we're in. And we don't go out there and say, let's go out and make a bowl game this year. Let's have a 6-win season, you know. We're coming out every year and we're going for it all. You know, it's a shame that if you don't win 10 games in this league that your coach is automatically on the chopping block, but it is what it is, and you know, like I said, we went out and we fought for him, and I'll continue to fight for him. He's my coach.
Colin, what was his message to you after the game in the locker
room? Same as any week. You know, got to come back in, get treatment tomorrow, get your bodies right, and then we're going to get the schedule going forward and start this bowl practice, get a lot of the redshirt guys, get them some more reps, and let them go out there and start competing for spots for the bowl game, start competing for spots for next year.
Thank you.